Definitely, I got hassled quite a bit by the CFL executives, but I said, to be fair, that's what I'm going to do. So, and I got drafted by probably one of the best organizations in the CFL, and definitely very happy to play for Coach Huff and the Calgary Stampeders.
How did the whole Giant connection come about? Because you were all CFL, you got great accolades up there, and then you wound up coming to the Giants. Were there other NFL teams who talked to you, and did you have any trepidation about making a move?
You know, when I had first signed out of the CFL in the draft, I'd actually signed just a 2-year contract. And in the CFL, it's a one and an option, so it's a 2-year minimum. So my plan is that if I was to play in the CFL, I'd hope to be pretty good and play 2 years and then get a chance to try the NFL. So that's been my plan outside of football. So when I'd had a few opportunities, I worked out for the Buccaneers, the Giants, and the Steelers. And the Giants offered me a undrafted free agent contract, so I took advantage of it, and here I am today, just trying to get better.
Huff is John Huffnagel, right, who used to be an offensive coordinator here. Did he tell you anything about the Giants when you signed with them?
No, not really. Huff's a funny guy like that. That he encouraged me definitely to give it a shot. He said that these opportunities don't come very often, and that he's a great role model for me, and so I took his advice, and I'm sure glad I did. But he understands it's always different, and he doesn't want to convolute things and give me misinformation. So when I came actually for the first few interviews, all the coaches asked, how's Huff doing? So there is quite a bit good connection there, I can tell. But Huff's been a great coach and a great mentor for me.
I'm sure you were asked this earlier, but obviously there are 12 Canadians here. Do you have anything to do with that? Did you know a lot of these guys before they got there?
Oh, I don't think I have anything to do with that, but...
thought you might have had a recommendation.
Oh, no. I don't think they ask undrafted Canadian free agent, those kind of things. But it just goes to show that the improvement in the Canadian game, mm-hmm. that the two guys from my school that I got to practice against every day were Akeem Hicks and Stephon Charles. So Stephon's with the Buffalo Bills and Akeem's with the Saints. And I definitely think that gave me a lot of insight to where I definitely needed to get better as a player if I wanted to compete against possible NFL talent. And there are guys that are here that are showing their stuff, and we'll see what happens. But the CIS is definitely getting a lot better with the top quality players.
No hockey for you?
I used to play hockey as a kid. I played up until high school. I wasn't as good at hockey as some of the other guys, but I used to play defense.
I apologize if this was asked of you before, but a lot was made of the difference in playing center at CFL and playing center in the NFL, with having a guy line up right on top of you. I know it's only been one day, but how have you kind of handled that transition since you've been here, you know, a while now?
Oh, definitely. It's been great this last week to just get out there and just start doing a couple snaps on our center and kind of getting a feel for it. But today was the first real day with the live action with the guy head up on me, and I know I have a lot to work on, but I'm excited with the OTAs coming up soon, and just every day, just keep getting better at my craft. And I know I got a lot to work on.